to gymnastics with me is a mom to two feral-ass autistic kids.
I don't know about you, but why do toddlers always walk like they're on a fucking mission? Anyways, now you're going to see my big one get pissed off because my, you know, his little brother got to the rope first.
He knows damn well that just because he cries and gets upset does not mean that we're going to pull his brother off the rope. He got there first, homeboy.
Anyways, he waited his turn and now he's content because here he is on the rope.
But Nikki, your husband's swinging him too high.
First of all, we got medical insurance.
I don't know if I've actually told you guys my kids' middle names yet, but they're actually Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O.
I'm just kidding, but they might as well be.
Something that I've always heard from many other parents throughout both of my boys' entire lives
is that my boys make other parents really fucking nervous with the dangerous shit I let them do.
I'm a big believer in letting my kids do dangerous things safely.
Let me explain that better. When they're first learning their bodies and learning to do shit, I'm always like on them, like white on rice when they're doing, you know, like right behind in case they fall.
I do want them to learn their bodies and learn how they balance and how they can move their bodies.
Things that I might be too scared to do might not be things that they're scared to do.
But yeah, for the most part, within reason, I let them do dangerous stuff just, you know, with supervision.
Because yeah, at the end of the day, I don't want my limitations and fears to become theirs.
Same reason that none of my kids could tell you any of the foods or stuff that me and my husband don't like.
These kids are really, really impressionable, and if their parents, who they look up to the most, don't like something, then they're not gonna like it usually.
But anyways, thanks for listening to me talk, and love y'all. Bye.